Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Sunday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Happy to have you all with us, those of you joining us on Facebook Live. Anybody else want to pop in there? It's the page called Psychic Love Doctor Show, and you'll find us right there in action. Also want to say thank you to all the blog talkers, that are joining us. Yes, all around the world we find. And thank you. It's wonderful to have you in the audience, and especially those of you who call in, because without your calls, I don't think we'd have much of a show. And then over here to my right, if you're watching, is Jim Mobagans. He is, well, he's a little bit of everything. He is manning the Facebook Live room. He's here making sure we stay on track. And if we have any technological stuff happen, well, he's just the man for the job.
So, welcome that dog.
So welcome there, Jim. Bo.
Yes, thank you. Continue on. The color list is growing.
All right. Well, we're going to make this really fast.
Fast. Speedy Gonzalez.
It's important for us to make a distinction here that we are using ordinary playing cards, which I'm right now holding up to the Facebook Live audience. Now, these readings are not tarot readings. They're not oracle cards, nor are they any of the other many amazing systems that are out there. I have respect for them all, but I must be honest with you, this is the only one that I know inside and out. So that's what we will be using, and I will also be using a complete 24-card layout for each of your readings. Others that do these types of shows, they may prefer to use a random draw of a couple cards. Myself, I want to put out the exact layout that I use in my private sessions with all of you so that I can get a nice perceptive feel of what your life is like, what's going on, all right? And as we go forward, we will be right here in the present, looking into the future, all right? There are going to be many things along the way that we'll see and through perception that maybe you'd rather weren't there or you'd like to improve, maybe jump even higher than what's being projected. We can do all of that through the dynamic tools of choice and change, which I'll illustrate as we go along. So I'm going to throw it back to you, Jim. Here you go.
Here I go. Reminder, this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. That is our disclaimer. Also, we want to let everybody know on the Blog Talk folks and the Facebook folks, if you're international, let us know and we'll give you a shout out. We already gave out a shout out to our very own Siobhan from the land of Ayah.
Yes.
And that's all we have international so far who have made the presence known.
All right.
All right, number is 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. That's the primary means of communication here. Pick up that phone and call or Skype in. If you can't Skype, you got a Skype yesterday. You'll go on hold. It'll tell you. You'll hear the show. That means everything's perfect. You're on the our list, a physical list. We can see with our eyeballs, not just some magical whole place outside the universe that nobody can see. So we know, we got you. You're not going to get forgotten. But when we take your call, you got to get off that speakerphone and Bluetooth if you safely and legally can, because we struggle, because the call goes through the internet, comes out our end through computer speakers and whatnot, and it gets degraded pretty bad. So if you can get off that speakerphone, get off that Bluetooth, watch your background noises. much silence in the background as you can. Stop. I don't know if you're running a biathlon or a triathlon or if you're swimming laps in a pool. Please get stationary. That makes a difference. But just things like that you wouldn't believe that really matter. For folks that can't call in, we will open the floor for you guys to be able to messenger us on Facebook Messenger, and that would be to Deborah Lee. You have to be friends with Deborah Lee. You can't message the Psychic Love Doctor show back how it's tied up in Facebook Live right now. But only when we say to messenger us. Because you can't get in there. There's no queue to get in. Because it'll just ring and we'll have to, 86 you. At the end of your reading with Deborah, and that means it is really over. That doesn't mean, time to ask my last two questions. No. That means the reading's over. That's HARP. You're going to get your angel card reading. That's one for the road. Okay?
You've got another international.
Mike just brought breaking news.
What?
The queen is still dead. Just to let everybody know, just in case there's any doubt. All right? I think that's very important to pass along. In other words, some people aren't as enamored and are kind of sick of it flooding the news more than others. And I can see that too, Anyway, what was I saying? The angel card. Basically, that's it. You'll go out the door. We have other callers. We can't extend these. We can't give you unlimited amount of time. If you desire unlimited time or your set one-on-one time, you should go to the psychiclovedoctor.com internet site, and you can arrange private readings there. Then it's one-on-one. Different electronic formats, phone call, messenger. She's got other stuff, too. It's all you. Many questions that you desire for your time slot. Have I covered all the ins and outs of the show? I believe so. Okay, then let's
rock and roll.
Get it. Rock and roll. We're going to go to area code 509, which is out west in the great state of Washington.
Hello there. Welcome to the show. And who are
Hello,
we speaking
thank you.
To? Hi.
This is Cindy from Washington, yes.
Cindy,
we have a question.
Mindy. Mork and Mindy.
Yeah, Mork and Mindy. I love that show.
Yeah.
All right, here's
Nanu,
another
Nanu.
One.
Yeah, exactly. Nanu, shout butt.
Here's another one. Is it Spokane or Spokane?
Oh, it's Spokane is about 2.5 hours east of here, so I'm in Tri-Cities.
She said what she
Okay, well, we were having a discussion. I said it was Spokane. He said it's Spokane. And you've been there.
No, it's Spokane. Spokane.
Yes.
Yeah, but I've been to Illinois, too. And I don't have a problem mispronouncing things. So.
Why do you think it has an E? Spokane.
What does E normally
yeah,
do to
The E is silent, I guess.
Yeah, that's it. The E normally, in our normal modern language, E makes a vowel long, not short. But then we're talking different languages too and stuff. And we don't need to get into the geography and history of Spokane, Washington. Let's
right.
get to Mindy's
yeah,
okay, Mindy.
This is Mindy's time.
We're ready for you. What's up?
No, so I'm in Pasco, Washington, actually, and I'm trying to my cat, I don't know if you guys could help me with this or if you guys get anything, but my cat is an indoor cat, and she like was on the stairs this morning, and she bolted off somewhere, and I've not been able to find her, and I'm wondering where she's at. Yeah, she doesn't go outside, and so I'm really really concerned because there's dogs that are around here that are big dogs and not on leashes, and I mean I don't know why she decided to bolt.
Yeah, that's weird. Cats, man, you don't know sometimes what goes through that brain of theirs, boy.
Yeah, she's not
right, and so she's just gone. And the place is all there's a fence around the whole perimeter, and I've been looking since 7 o'clock this morning. Like I can't find her anywhere.
Does she have her claws?
Probably not if she's in.
Yeah, they're sharp too. I mean, she's got those. Yeah.
Oh,
well, then that gives her a level of escape. Dogs.
But she makes friends with mice, and she doesn't like she's. I don't
you.
Know. She's not an outdoor cat.
She's not a world cat, outdoors, I'm a tough cat type of cat. I got you.
No,
she's a homie.
She
cat.
Tries to chase other cats away, and she thinks that, and she'll prance back like she's some big shot, but she has no idea until she's got to retry. I mean, like, wait till you got to get your claws out, girl. You ain't big and bad and still.
Well, she sounds adorable. She really does.
They seem to be good survivors. That's why I asked about the claws, because they can go up a tree, and no dog going up a tree. Not going to happen.
And they're also...
Yeah, I don't even know if she knows. She's never even seen a tree. I mean, she's never been outside. Like, she doesn't go outside. I don't know.
Well, I have a feeling that little DNA Darwin instinct will kick in, the survival instinct.
Yeah, and they're mainly nocturnal. So
they're not idiots.
No, and she can get up a tree.
They're crazy. They're crazy sometimes. You see that look in their eye like, holy crap, there's somebody psycho in there.
Yeah, she's never even climbed a curtain in my house. She's very mellow, just more of a...
Well,
I mean, she's just such a...
Well, Mindy, I think she's on her way back to you.
Maybe this was an itch she had to scratch. I have to get out and check this world out.
She's been wanting to, I feel like, and I got a GPS caller for her, but I'm going to put that on her, too, as soon as she comes, if I find her again. I hope she's safe, but...
I think you'll find her. I mean, I think she'll find you, actually.
Yeah, exactly. She's going to do the finding.
I think she's going to end up coming back home. But in the meantime, of course, keep looking.
Yeah, do the normal thing. Put the feelers out. Let people know.
And maybe some cat people give us some advice, like should she put some food and water out?
There's a lot of internet organizations out there now where you can put the word out, and people that are part of it will look.
Yeah, we actually have here in Virginia Beach area, we have pet detectives that they don't work for pay. They work for donations, and they will literally go out. Yeah, they will not give up until they can find your pet. It's really pretty
that
amazing.
That is awesome. I want to be one of those. It's the worst feeling in the world to have your baby gone. There's so many things that can happen out there.
I'd be absolutely devastated right now, and I'm sure you are.
Yep, but, you know, like
I
say...
I'm trying hard to hold it together just because I'm...
I know. And every animal out there, you know, they are right there with you in spirit. I just know they are as they're listening. So, personally, I think she will be back. So, let's keep our hopes up. Now, tomorrow night, we're going to be on News for the Soul.
Yep.
What is her name?
My name is Mindy. Her name is QQI.
QQI. Oh, okay.
Okay.
And please call in if you could to let us know you've got her.
Or to get another reading. You can keep on checking.
Somebody got a hold of me. Do you remember a week or two ago about a missing
dog?
And I said, somebody's got the dog and that you'll get your dog back. And sure enough, by the time I sent that reading, sure enough, somebody had brought the dog back to her. So,
somebody had they weren't trying to steal the dog. They just had it and they were trying to return it.
Yeah, they're doing the right thing. Yeah, they found a dog wandering around.
Yeah, like the middle of the night.
Snagged it. I think it had a tag on it. And they said, time to bring Rover home.
So your cat has her own devices and ways of, through nature, how to keep herself safe.
Yep. I mean, like you said, she may be a house cat, but she's a cat. She's got instinct that probably hasn't had to use yet, but it's there.
Right, and I don't know what she darted off for this morning. I mean, I've never even seen her do. I did see her do that one time when a cat came up and pounced up on the screen, and she plowed through the screen at the cat, but she came running back because she was really sick. And she is really sick. I mean, she needs to have food every 3 hours. Otherwise, her kidneys, I mean, like, I just spent $5,000 on her getting her kidneys fixed.
Oh, no.
I was going to fly her over to Georgia to get a kidney transplant because she was so sick. And, but she's just out of that. So she can't be gone for too long.
Mindy, are you on Facebook? Because a lot of people put these up on their Facebook pages. And it's amazing how many people get their animals back.
Okay.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Well, I'm in a gated area. I mean, I'm in a fenced area. Like, there's a bunch of RVs around. I mean, an RV park right now. So I mean, it's fenced off, but there's a freeway right next door, and then there's a main road other, you know, on the other side. So if she gets out of those fence, she's doomed.
I didn't see anything like that. So I would like to stand with my reading.
Yeah, and you should keep
and the energy of positivity here that she will be on her way back to you.
And sometimes if you need to get out, look around if it makes you at least feel better that you're looking.
Oh, yeah, God, I've been walking out there since forever. I just took a break right now.
Yep.
Did you tell the others in that place where you're, you know, those in the community, have you told any of them?
Yeah, I told the front office, and I've told the workers because they all drive around on their little motor
around here. That's a good one.
And they live here. The workers live here. So I've told all of the, I mean, everybody that I've seen outside today so far. I'm making a poster right now print and put down in the laundry area in case anybody sees her, you know.
All right. Well, Mindy, we got an angel card for you.
Yeah, stand by for your angel card. The subject is comfort. Archangel Azrael, I am with you in your time of need, helping your heart to heal.
Oh, well. Hopefully over
well, not that kind of
missing
deal.
Her.
Over her anxiety, because she's, like,
yeah.
she's ready to lose it. So let's try to calm down a little bit.
Yeah.
Have faith in the angels and let us know. We'll be on tomorrow at 6
p.m.
Eastern time, which is pretty early for you.
Or
6
put
p.m.
A
Eastern. So that's 3 o'clock my time.
And it's on News for the Soul Radio on Monday. So you'll see them advertise it on Blog Talk. You'll see it.
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck to you. And we wish you the best.
Hopefully I find her between now and then. I can call with good news.
Oh, I would
love
that.
That's what we want to hear. That's what we want to hear, the good news.
Okay.
Well,
thank you, guys.
Care, Mindy. You bet.
All right. God bless you guys.
You too, sweetheart. Makes me really sad.
Yeah. Cats are they're hard ones because they are so zip, 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 you know. A dog... Even they get away, but you can kind of...
I don't know if
they
a dog...
don't past your legs as fast.
I don't think a dog is going to screw with a cat with claws.
Oh, I'm talking about dog leaving.
Didn't you have a dog that would chase after cats?
Yeah, Missy used to do it all the time.
Yeah.
That was her. She was like... She was the reason... The stereotypes that cartoons have about dogs versus cats. Missy was that. Always going to chase them. Remember? She was the one that interested me, that made me learn about invisible fencing. She'd be like... Like a gazelle, boom, over that 4-foot freaking fence.
Sure.
And then the other dog I got right behind her, boom, I don't know, I'll just follow her. So, yeah, anyway, enough about my gazelle dogs. Let's go to our next caller. Area code 229 down south in Georgia. 229, welcome to the show. Or are you in Georgia?
Hello, thank you all for taking my call.
Hello, who are we speaking to?
Yes, this is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin.
Yeah, welcome back.
How you doing?
Yes. Yeah, I had a birthday yesterday.
Oh.
Oh, the birthday. I remember we were talking about that.
I also want to say thank you all because the neighbors has booed.
Oh, we're glad.
And, yeah,
like
you guys were dead right.
Yes.
That was like an extra birthday present.
Oh, yeah, they turned in the key. Well, they finished. They're going to turn in the key in the morning. The landlord kicked them out.
Oh, boy, love it.
Time to do your happy dance.
And thank you all for that validation.
Oh,
thank you all for helping me with that. So, but I had a birthday. My birthday was yesterday. But I still have some concerns because all of my kids, they showed up yesterday. But no one brought me a gift, and I haven't seen them. In a while, they didn't bring their kids, but my daughter did. But I'm just having bad vibes about why they are contacting me now, and is this a reason behind it? And I just have concerns about that. And then my second question, I want to know, like, you know, when I'll definitely meet that woman of my dreams. I need somebody in my life, but yes, those questions, just those two.
Okay.
And,
well, Melvin, happy birthday to
you.
But I'll tell you what.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
they didn't bring you presents, but maybe you have presents all around you with your health. You're still here, alive and kicking.
Oh, yeah.
COVID-19 didn't take you, off the planet.
How long did you guys spend together at your birthday party? Was it a short one, a long one?
Well, I mean, they stayed a couple of hours, but, I don't understand why they're piling up on me like this now. And I asked my daughter, like, hey, you need money? And she just sat there, and she didn't say anything. I said, you struggling with something? She was about to say something, but she didn't say anything. And then my son, Antoine, he lost a job. He said that he has another job on the 19th, which I think he was lying. And my other son, Tabang, he has a job, but that's the one I never seen my grandkids but one time. And I told him it's a shame. I said, you're not coming in my house unless I see my grandchildren. And you can sit there and eat my food, but I never seen my grandkids.
Well, and Vibe writes, they should have brought you something, a card.
Yeah.
Something. I
just think they're up to something.
Well, if they're going to hit you,
I don't know. I may be wrong.
Certainly come with a present.
Yeah, you're right. That's the thing. But it doesn't mean that they're wise.
Yeah.
Some people aren't wise, and they might be up to something, but they might not be wise about it. Not know how to play.
Right.
Did you feel like they were being sneaky?
He didn't.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
He said he had a feeling.
I just feel like I haven't seen them in about a year, and then it pops up on my birthday. First, my daughter did a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and then now the two sons came. So I text my daughter. I said, hey, did you tell my sons, Antoine and Tremaine, to come over here? And she said, absolutely not. But I believe she did.
Yeah, that's too much of a coincidence.
I believe that she told them, y'all need to come see your dad on your birthday. But
that
she told me she did.
Yeah, well, that's a huge coincidence. But maybe Deb has the cards, but maybe she did it out of a positive, nice thing. Said, hey, come on, we're family. We need to go do this. What do you think?
It supports her campaign.
It's true. She might have ulterior motive, and she says, well, let me bring the
boys. I just want them to do it on their own. I don't want them to be forced to come here. I want them to do it on their own.
Well, first of all, your sons feel terrible, but it's not about you, Melvin. They feel terrible about themselves. And this might cause you to flip when I tell you this.
Hmm.
My impression reading your cards is they wish they could fall in on you and live at your house. And
Well, they want to go. They want to be. They want to.
That enough.
Adult kids, huh?
They want to.
They
want
to be
daddy,
adult kids. They
daddy
don't want to
take
to,
care of
They don't
of
want
us.
To have jobs. They want to have a roof and food, but not have to have jobs.
Yeah.
And go out and do whatever they want. Yeah.
Because they're struggling and failing in their own lives.
Wow.
And, I got to tell you, Melvin, we feel for you because we have the same situation going with a few of the kids that, Jim has kids and I have kids. We have a problem.
Yes,
with
ma'am.
This generation has not been raised the way we were raised.
It's only getting worse, too.
They've all had babysitters, a great deal of them. They've had electronics. Boy, I was excited when we got the cassette tapes.
And none of these adults feel shame about living at home with their parents and not having jobs.
And cutting you off from grandchildren.
They feel like it's okay. To me, I would feel shame as
an adult. I've got four grandchildren. I can't see. They're in other states, sure, but they're mothers. I have sons. They have, the mothers have the kids, but I've got two granddaughters and two grandsons that if I send presents, I get nothing in return.
Right.
And if I call them out, I don't know if you've heard this, but Britney Spears is that singer, dancer. She's gotten in trouble because she told her kids, you will respect me. And she said, I'm not taking your guff from these kids. And the recording got out on the internet. And now they don't ever want to see her again.
But you know what? It's not her fault. You got to move on. All you can do is do your best to raise them. And if they when they leave that nest, if they turn into something that you're not proud of, well, then whatever. You know, what you can't change that. What do you, question number one, do you see some kind of something cooking here?
Well, I think the sons are sort of in collusion together.
So they think they're looking for a fallback plan?
Yeah,
in case the job market gets bad and they want to go jump back into dad's freaking den?
Yeah, because they think you're loaded, Melvin. They think you're loaded.
So you think that was like they tried to open the door. Hey, happy birthday, Dad. We might need, you got any rooms here?
Yeah.
You got any spare beds? You know, type of deal?
I mean, I'm like, they don't even speak to me in the streets, you know, at a football game, and they just pop up like popcorn. Like they just come in and out. I'm like, no. And I told them point blank, I said, if I wanted to kick you out, I welcome you in my home, and you guys don't even speak to me. You don't even bring my grandkids around. But I welcome you in my home. But I'm not going to do that anymore.
Yep, they've all got a secret agenda around you.
I believe.
And the daughter is she's in a tough spot, but it's of her own making. You know, she wants her daddy to make it all better. But I think she's going to have to.
Financial problem.
Finance. Well, I think they're all finance, and a lot of it's because of the choices they make.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all about choice. You know, some people say it's true. Sometimes you were brought up in a crappy environment, crappy this and crappy that, but there are jobs out there.
Yeah,
I've had two jobs. If that one job making enough money and you can't find a better one, get a second job. I've worked two jobs before.
Yeah, me too.
I have worked two jobs before and I've been tired as shit, but I kept working, you know?
And I had permanent custody of three of them. I had permanent custody. And I told them, I spent time out to spend time with you guys. I had to sacrifice stuff and put stuff off to raise you guys up. But you guys don't want to sacrifice nothing to let me see my grandkids.
No, they don't. Yeah, you're right. Exactly. So the new generation's got some issues.
They've got a lot of issues.
My son, talking about my grandkids, my two grandsons, said they'd be asking about me all the time. I said, well, bring them over to the damn house.
I've outcussed you tonight. I've said words.
We want people to vent when they call this show.
Yeah, we're not on radio where the FCC is going to come on us down.
Yeah, we can't get in trouble.
So we're kind of cool there. All right.
Now,
question number two, Deb.
Yes. Boy, is there new love coming
love
for you,
air.
Melvin. And there's nothing that heals the heart, the spirit, the mind, you name it, the body, everything like love. And I wouldn't be surprised, you know. There's going to be a tenant moving into that vacant space. What is it, upstairs?
I think it was above.
What? Upstairs?
Yes, ma'am.
It's above them.
It could either be someone, a female moving in, or it's going to be one of their friends that you will meet.
Somehow it could be an indirect connection. They know somebody they know somebody that knows somebody that somehow ends up in his life.
Oh, she's going to light up your world. She is. So, I wouldn't make it up.
What's the time frame?
They got to move in first.
Yeah, the apartments. I'm sure the people, when they got evicted, probably left that place disastrous. You know that. You know there's probably holes in the wall and crap all over the place and junk and stuff.
That's
probably going to take them a while to get that place in ship shape before they can even show it to people.
So let's say the first of the year, it's right around the corner.
Well, because, I was hoping to move out of here to move into a new house by the end. But I don't know. I want to move into a house.
Oh, okay.
I want to move into a two or three bedroom house.
Well, you do that, then she would come around that house.
Are you actively pursuing that?
Yes, sir. Well, there's some people, my social workers, and they're helping me out.
Okay,
to find a place.
So there are people helping you to look for that. It's an active pursuit. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Good.
Yeah, and it's a woman around the house. The house is the home is figured prominently here.
Okay, so it's probably not here then if he's actively looking to go.
She strikes me as a real homemaker type. She enjoys like creating things, sewing, cooking. She's gonna make you fat, Melvin. So watch it.
No, I can't get fat no more. I got to get a kidney transplant. And when I finish up my dental, I'll be on the kidney list completely. I'm partially on it, but I got to do dental work.
Then
they're going to put me on the transplant.
Well, yes, it's amazing in a way, isn't it? How they're finding out that bad dental care can lead to strokes, heart attacks, can cause infection when you're getting surgery done. I mean, it's a big breakthrough.
Yeah.
Okay, Jim, what do we got?
Angel card reading. Subject is All Is Well, Archangel Jeremiah. Everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to. With hidden blessings, you will soon understand.
I think you will, Melvin, because when they hit you up with what they want and you are going to decline, I think they will likely go back to ignoring you on the street or at the game.
Yeah.
You know.
There's probably going to be a certain point where the card's going to go on the table and you're going to be like, yeah, I already knew this was coming.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, damn, we thought we had them fooled.
They should have been out there doing things for you, Melvin.
Yeah, they should. Well, and they should be, you know, if you're hurting financially, get another job.
Tell them.
Can I ask you something?
I just want to say, could you take my number down? Because I really need a private reading from you guys. The guys are great. I pay for a reading.
We can't take it, though.
Could you take my number down and call me later? What are you all in?
You have a computer, right?
Yes, sir. I sent an email to you.
Try it again. Go to the website, thepsychiclovedoctor.com. Psychiclovedoctor.com is the website. If you go there, you look around on that page, and you'll see how to arrange for a paid reading. And there'll be contacts, so you can email her for the contacts.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Right. And you know what? If that has issues, give us a call tomorrow on News for the Soul Radio.
Yeah,
show.
Let us know.
News for the Soul.
Okay.
Is tomorrow.
You all will be on tomorrow as well.
Yes,
yep.
But it'll be on News for the Soul. They have a different number.
At 6
okay.
p.m. Not 7.
Yeah, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it'll be News for the Soul, and they have a different calling number. But they have a huge ad on Blog Talk. They have a huge ad because they're a 24/7 operation.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Yeah. All right, Melvin.
Well,
always,
take care. Good luck.
Always a pleasure, hon. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you all so much for your help. Thank you.
Yeah. Have a
thank
good Sunday.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
All righty then.
You know, he's very personal, very personable, nice personality.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The trouble is, too many women go for bad boy types.
Well,
it's
the whole shit.
Nice guys finish last. It's always seemed to be that way. And you know what women do? They get together, and they'll sit around, and they're having a cocktail, or they're drinking coffee, and one will say, oh, don't worry, once I get that ring on his finger, I will change him. Nice try with that.
Yeah, it's a damn shame, I'll tell you, because it ain't right. All right, let's see who's next on my list. It is that one right there, I believe. It is. All right, let's try this. Next caller. Area code 814, Pennsylvania, 814. You're the next caller in the Psychic Love Doctor show.
Hello, welcome to the show. And what's your name, please?
Hi, my name is Amy, and my question is, I had a job interview on September 2nd, and this is for my boss's job.
Oh.
And I wanted to see
how it's looking or
what you were getting. Yes.
Amy, you've called us before, haven't you?
I don't think I have.
Well, then we'll welcome you.
What it was is it was somebody with a very similar scenario.
Oh, yeah.
Because that kind of her question kind of like, oh, I've heard this before, but it was, and I suppose that's very common out there in the workforce world. You know, so your boss is no longer a boss?
Yes, he is. He moved up.
He got promoted.
Okay, so there's an opening. Is somebody the acting boss right now?
No, he's doing it.
Oh, he's still doing it till they find a replacement.
How do you feel about the interview,
yes.
Amy?
I thought it went well.
Okay.
That's good. I mean,
towards the end, though, I don't know.
Yeah.
In the beginning, it was very strong.
Was it with just one person, or was there two or three or
three?
People? Three. Mm-hmm. And was one of them your current boss?
Yes.
See, I don't like that. I do not like that at all.
Daryl didn't like it either.
I think that's wrong. I don't think the outgoing person should be part of that interview, but who the hell am I?
Well, it's true, though. I don't think so either.
They wouldn't do it where I work. That would not happen. In fact, they don't replace people while the boss is still there where I work. That person's gone. They appoint somebody acting, and then they go look because they don't want all that
conflict-type
stuff there and influences because you could end up getting sued, you know, if you don't do that right. But anyway.
Keep talking. I got to look at these a little bit.
Well, I can talk. Well, I can talk. I might not make any sense, but I can do some talking.
Well, he got promoted up in the organization.
Oh, I understand, but they still don't do that where I work. But anyway,
yeah.
Go ahead. No, they move them on first. They put a temporary person in there. Then they post it because they have to do that legally at the big company. And so it takes a long time for them to replace somebody.
All right. Everything looks good, Amy, but there's that but.
Mm-hmm.
We all hate that but.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
But the but is there's a hesitation on their part. And it's unfair to women. Sometimes we get judged differently than men when we are applying, particularly to replace a guy. Have our home situation. It can be about, you know, our marital status. It's just weird. For you, I'm seeing that they're hesitating right now. Are they still interviewing others?
No. No, it was all women that it applied.
Okay, well, they just have to make a decision. And I want to root for you looking at your cards here. I'd like to say it to you.
See, I think they already made their decision, I think, but they have to send everything in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. So were all the other interviewees, people that are working there too, trying to move up? There wasn't anybody from outside the company?
One other person from inside.
Oh, that's okay. That's interesting. Okay,
so everyone else was from the street?
Yeah, from somewhere else. Okay.
Yes.
That's interesting. You know, I can't speak for her.
For me?
But for her situation. But sometimes, and they do this because they don't want to end up court with somebody suing them for a gazillion. Sometimes they already, before all this went down, they already know who they want.
Yeah.
So they post
but they have to
They
go
interview.
Through,
they go through the whole process so nobody can sue them.
Well, I got to tell you.
And I don't know if she sees that.
Amy, I think you should be aware of this, and maybe you already are. There's a lot of politics in that place where you work.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it sounds like she knows it.
And it, frankly, you might
I
be
work
a little...
for state government.
Oh, my God.
You work for the Commonwealth of the PA?
Yes.
Yes.
Lord have mercy on your soul.
Yes.
I know.
And
she knows. I don't have to
tell
her.
Trust me, I know.
Yeah.
And there was something racial. Oh, I was going to say to you, I would not be surprised. I'm going to give this 5 years if you aren't out of there and into a much better job for you, for yourself, where you're going to feel more appreciated, less of this BS going on, because there is. I feel like you've got there's a really healthy grapevine there. You know, turning out rumors. And there are women that are, and even guys here, that are envious of you. You know, it's not like there's a real team spirit. What do you call that? When there's like a secret agenda. So she's very envied. They're jealous of her.
Well, in politics, in politics, if somebody feels that their position is threatened, they might try to like do the, it's such crap. It is such bullshit. You know, it shouldn't be that way, but, you know, like, she knows. She knows. She's you work for the government, and jobs are a little more secure there, a little more.
They are, but remember, if you're not playing the game, you're either in the game or you're out of the game.
All right, but people will try to do underhanded things and act like little children.
Yeah, but I'd like to think she's going to get it, but I hesitate too. So,
but the bottom line is if she doesn't get it, it's not because of anything she's done.
Nope, not at all.
It's because there's jackwads that had an agenda.
These other women,
or just
all
some,
women.
Something, just something.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, quite often at work, and sometimes we can even tell by the description of the posting, we're like, oh, I already know who that's for. They can already tell who they're posted that for, but they got to do it. They got to go through the process or somebody's going to sue the snot out of them.
And it can be totally ridiculous reasons. Somebody may be prettier than you, younger than you. I mean, it's ridiculous.
That really, unless you, like, somehow you take it to court, they really don't have to tell you why.
No, they don't.
We chose this person. We thought they were better qualified. Now, they don't have to give you any details.
They don't. So.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens.
But Amy, I do believe.
No, and the other lady that's inside there, she doesn't have the qualifications. She doesn't. She's head of dietary. And I went through an administrative officer position that does budgeting and financial.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, when is that? Do you know when they plan on making that decision?
Yeah.
I think they made it last month.
When are they going to announce it, I mean?
Tuesday.
When are they planning to announce it? Tuesday. Oh, because that's
so it's coming up.
Is that when the boss is getting ready to move on, or is that when they go?
No, last Tuesday, she had her interview, and that's when they all stayed, and they scored everybody's interviews. So they know.
Maybe she's easier to manipulate. Maybe she...
could be less of a threat.
Yeah,
she ain't going anywhere. You know, she'll be a boss, and she'll be a puppet.
And
then
we can pull her strings.
She'll just be a yes, ma'am.
So I would not take this as anything, because when I look at your cards, you have so much going for you, Amy, that one of these days you're going to say, I'm done here. Huh? Yeah.
It's possible. Now,
if I don't get this, I'm done.
Are you? You're gonna start putting the resumes out, looking elsewhere?
I'm
done with them. I mean, I have so many years until I can retire, but I will look for at a different organization, and I will be.
I think you are going to land in a sweet spot, and you'll look back, say a year from now, and you're going to want to thank them.
Yeah, I mean, she's.
You got out and on your way.
She can move laterally somewhere else within the state government and keep to protect your retirement and keep adding to it, like she
said.
That's
true.
Yep.
Remember, this goes to everybody well before the things happen for a reason. You just don't see it right away.
Yeah, and sometimes you might not see it for years.
Depending
on what it is. All right, here's your angel card reading before we say goodbye to you. Overcoming difficulties, Archangel Jeremiah. The worst is now behind you, and you are surmounting any previous challenges.
Okay.
So that may relate to this. It may not. It just because you probably got lots of other stuff going on in your life. We just talked about one thing.
Yeah.
So, but thank you for calling.
Yep. Good luck to you, and I hope you call us again.
Yeah, you can call us again. Tomorrow we'll be on News for the Soul Radio on Blog Talk at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
That's right. Take care, hon.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And good luck to you still.
Yeah.
All right, I already threw it out there. Facebookers, no, so we'll move on to our next caller, because we got callers on hold. And here we go. Our next one's going to be... Boom. Oh, somebody. Boom. They moved around when I clicked. 318, Louisiana, 318. Welcome to the show.
Hello there. Who's on the line with us?
Yes, hello. This is Joshua.
Hi, Joshua. How are you doing?
Called a couple days ago.
Yeah.
I'm doing pretty well. Just got off work not too long ago.
Oh, well. So you can have some Sunday evening relaxation.
You always feel a little extra happy when you get off work.
Yeah. So what brings you to the show, Joshua?
My question is... I'm sorry. My question is, do you see me moving in with Melissa?
Okay. And, you know, we're happy to keep doing questions about this situation. You don't have to feel like you are. Some people think they're bothering us.
Oh.
Or, you know.
That's true. You know what? And actually, yes. Real quick, you remember any background on...
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Okay, good. Then I won't ask. But for other folks out there, I mean, if you have a situation, especially if it's a big, long-term, complicated thing, Don't feel like a pest calling back every show and asking about it. Actually, that's the smart thing to do because you'll get deeper and bigger and insight, and
yes.
maybe the first couple of readings are not really unsure, but then the path may start becoming more clear, the path. So it's a wise thing to do. We're here. You guys can do whatever you want. Just call once a show, but every show you can call. And you can ask the same question each time.
I remember we were talking about how it's important for Melissa to miss you. Okay? She's made this step, and it's been heartbreaking. I know. I see how sad you are about the ending of this relationship. But all is not lost. Because I think she's about to learn a real big lesson for herself that you don't throw away a good man, okay? And a lot of them do, and I remember you telling me that she had gone back to a man that had come out of prison.
Is this the one?
Yeah. And you know what? I don't think he's reformed enough, and didn't they already break up, Joshua?
Yes, ma'am.
I think he's going to find his way back into the Crossbar Hotel. All right? So
the dreaded Crossbar
Hotel. We've got to give this time with her. Do you hear from her at all?
Not since July.
You will hear from her. But you got don't make the move, okay? If you even were to send her a text just saying, hi, how are you? She's already going to bristle from that. Don't you agree, Jim? She'll be thinking, oh, boy, you know.
I would be thinking she might actually expect, here we go, you know, type of thing.
But I want to tell you something that is often very therapeutic I've found over all these years. When somebody's heart is broken, a really good way to try to get some of that out would be to sit down and write personal letters to the person that broke your heart, but you don't mail them, okay? Because if you mail them, oh, that just opens up a whole new can of worms and they get even further away from coming back. But you could always try that and keep them, you know, in a computer or, you know, you write them longhand, put them in a box.
It reminds me of a sports thing where people like, these guys would post terrible things after they got mad and then they tried to unpost them. And this one guy, a commentator, said, you know what? Type all that stuff up, get it all out, but don't hit send. Don't click the send button.
Yeah.
And
they have an app, don't they, for drunk people that you have to do some math.
I didn't know. That's hilarious.
I thought it was
hilarious.
Quite some time ago.
Oh, my God, that's funny. I did not know that.
Yeah, that you could have to do, you know, like multiplication.
I'm
going to
get that
division.
Test it. See if I can defeat it drunk. I have a new quest. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go
All
back.
Right.
Back
well, anyway, brighter days, Joshua, are coming. You know, remember, you gave her the best of what you got. You're a good guy. You deserve to have happiness and love. And I want to think she's going to wake up and realize
how much she gave up.
If
you did your best, then you have nothing to hang your head about.
That's
right.
There
was nothing you did wrong. It wasn't your fault. It was not your decision.
And remember, I think I told you this the other night. Love is a strength. It's not a weakness, even though you guys tease each other and it's a male, you know, bonding of,
Whip. You're whip.
Your ball and chain, blah, blah. They're probably just jealous.
I don't know about that,
but
go ahead.
Yeah, you're a good man, and you deserve a good woman. So if Melissa can't rise up and step up for you, there will be another good woman for you. You watch. You watch. Mm. And I hope you keep calling us, hon. I want to see this with a happy ending for you. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, wait now.
This may have zero connection. This might have nothing to do with this. Could it be something just overall beneficial to you? The Angel Card reading subject is healthy lifestyle.
Hmm.
Archangel Raphael, eat a healthy diet, get adequate sleep, and exercise regularly for optimal health.
Yeah, that will really help a lot.
Well, I mean, it's good for mental health, too.
Well, grieving, end of a relationship is a lot.
Or just stressing about stuff, you know, so.
All right. All right, thank you, Joshua. It's always good to hear from
you. Good luck to you.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're moving on our list, because our list is kind of big. Well, it's not. We seem bigger, so to speak. All right, that's what she said. Anyway, we're going to 520 Arizona, 520.
Hello, Arizona. Welcome to the show. And what is your first name, please?
So you guys, you're always so gracious. It's Lisa calling. Thank you.
Well, hi, Lisa. Good to hear from you.
Hello.
How are things?
Things are good. I just wanted to ask about yesterday. Question I had.
Yes, about the mother of the grandchildren.
Oh.
Moving. Do you saw her moving a long distance?
So you want to continue to look into that?
And ask if she's on.
If we could, please.
That's okay.
Do you think, like you had mentioned, she might ask, or not that she would ask me, but you didn't say that part of it. I'm made a mistake right now. That a couple of the kids might want to come with me. Would that be because she wants me to? Is that temporary or?
Well, we're heading into some legal waters here. And we have an issue, or not an issue, but there's a policy that we're not supposed to, internet gods say, no legal or medical advice since we don't have the shingle hanging out.
We won't do that then.
Yes.
But we're not going to do that. We're not going
to. I think she can look into it, but she just wants just a disclaimer that this isn't a legal eye looking. This is Deborah with her cards looking.
Yeah, just
not
a personal opinion.
That's all. It's just a disclaimer thing. She's not saying I'm not touching it. She's just saying, remember, I ain't no lawyer. I'm not a family court expert or any of that stuff. That's all. But
how old are the boys, Lisa?
My grandson is 7. Younger one is 4.
Okay.
And the older one is much older. He's like, I don't know, 10 or 11.
Okay, so she's got, take the call after that.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
So she has 3 sons.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
What I get about the mother is that she's going to find them to be too much to handle as they keep getting older.
Really?
Yeah. Pre-adolescence and into adolescence, if they're going to see, I don't get the feeling necessarily that she raises them well, you know.
No, she doesn't.
And that is going to come back to bite her in the butt. I raised 3 sons on my own for a while, with fathers out of the picture. But the thing is, those sons can go a little wild, and especially if you don't have a good, family structure and you're not disciplining. And I just get the feeling she likes to go to work and really kind of checks out on the kids. She may give you the impression that she's an amazing mother, but those kids are going to start acting out. Unfortunately, you may end up with some damaged goods. But they belong with somebody who loves them and is devoted to them, and they see that in you. Okay.
Well, yeah, I am.
And that's gonna be a lot of grandparents in this country are raising their own children's children.
Yep.
A lot of drugs, a lot of alcohol.
And
this woman doesn't stick with one guy. So who knows how many, are making a trail through that home with those kids.
Do you know how long we're talking, like right now? Do you get estimate.
I have seen you consulting a lawyer within a not a very long time away. He's right here.
Okay.
I'm showing Jim.
That's lawyer
this
man.
This is an attorney that's a family law attorney. You know, the more time you get to spend with those kids, the more they're going to start telling you things. And best maybe not bring them to the mother's attention because she can lower the hammer on you and you won't see those boys anymore. So you're in a really precarious situation. But I feel that she wants to go off and do her thing. Three kids is a handful. And those
okay,
ages.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's not wanting.
You're right. It depends on the person.
Yeah, and she may put on a good show for you. You know, they show up clean. They're, you know, wearing decent clothes. But what's their life like when you're not there? You know, who would, the older one may start to confide in you. So, yeah, you want to know, I do feel it isn't too far in the future. Okay, we're in mid-September.
Yep.
I'm thinking that this situation is going to systematically deteriorate with her and those kids, that after Christmas, I see that you would want to talk to an attorney, if not sooner, to find out, for instance, what are your rights? If they're being neglected, if they're being harmed, I mean, if she's bringing different men in the house, who knows if they're pedophiles? You know what I mean? There's stuff.
Yes, and it's really hard to control that, too, but, right.
I think as they entered their teen years, when they really want to start making something of themselves, they will definitely want to come to you. I don't think you're going to have to drag them out. Nice spot for that.
Yes, and thank you. And stand by for your angel card reading before we say goodbye to you.
Yes.
For the night. Let's see here. Now, this came up multiple times, so the card tells me I must read it. Overcoming difficulties is the subject. It is Archangel Jeremiah. The works is now behind you, and you are surmounting any previously challenges. How that relates to this or anything else going on in your life, only you will know. So...
Well, I just see that the situation is going to end up in your favor, all right? And they're going to owe a lot to you, Lisa, in the future because they will really know they were loved. All right. Well, honey, thank you.
Thank you so much.
We'll be on News for the Soul tomorrow night if you'd like to call in again.
Yep, an hour earlier.
Right, 6 p.m.
Okay. Well, yeah, thank you for your sharing your gift. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we welcome him to call back.
Yeah, please.
Thank you.
We want to see this through.
All right.
Thank you. All right, hon, take care.
People on the hold, I've extended the show for the ones on hold. We're not taking any callers after that, but the ones on hold, we're not going to kill you here at 8 o'clock. So. Yeah, but we are going to move on in a smart, timely fashion.
Right.
So we're going to area code 630, which tells me it is in Illinois. 630, welcome
Hi.
To the show.
Hi, Illinois. How are you?
Hi. Hello. I'm good. How are you?
Doing well.
Hold on one sec.
Okay.
Wunderbar.
Okay. I'm good.
Okay. What is your name, please?
I'm Jenna.
Hi, Jenna. Have you called us before?
I have not.
Well,
I didn't think so.
Welcome you.
Welcome in.
You're only a newcomer once.
True that.
After that, you're part of the family.
True that.
All right. So give us
wonderful.
Details.
Thank you.
So welcome. Give us a few details and tell us about your situation.
Yeah, and just in case you didn't hear, we extended the show. We're not going to just hit the off switch at 8 o'clock. So we're going to extend to get you and another caller.
Thank you so much. That's so nice of you. Mine is just kind of moving forward. I feel kind of stuck financially and relationship-wise and family-wise. So I don't know, really just whatever you pick up on. I guess nothing
Are you
in particular.
Involved?
She said relationship-wise.
Yes, I'm married.
You're married, okay. So basically you feel like you're kind of in all different aspects of your life in a little bit of quicksand, not going anywhere?
Yeah, a little
not
bit.
Really. Not really, you want it to change directions, but it looks like it's not moving.
Exactly.
Okay. And you want to see, is there anything that's going to make that happen, change it, or do you want to focus on one part of those things?
Very good, Jim.
No, I mean, really just like any change in any of those areas, if anything comes up.
All right. So you're married.
Happily.
You have children.
Somewhat. Yes,
happily.
One.
You know what? Marriage.
It is relative.
Marriage with children is hard.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, remember in the old days with the Brady Bunch and all those.
Yeah, that was.
Father knows best and all that shit, you know, yeah. Times have changed. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you. Now, you remember, this is a first reading. They only get better if you keep calling.
Yes, definitely keep calling. But anyway, here we go.
Because I have to build.
Thank you.
I've got to build an intuitive link in your life.
Yes, and we do several shows a week.
Yeah.
And we encourage people to actually call every single show. Just once per show. That's all. Don't hang up and call back. That'd be funny. But you can call every single show tomorrow before she gets into your reading. Tomorrow's show is the oddball. On Mondays, we are on News for the Soul Radio at 6 p.m. But otherwise, the rest of the weeks, we're all on our own show. All right, back to your reading and back to Deborah.
Okay, well,
thank
Jenna,
you.
I see some things here that you are at a point in your life where you could literally have your choice of partners. I mean, I'm wondering if
for
you're...
For the relationship aspect.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think about that?
Well, I see one that's at a distance. Now, you may not have even met him yet, but there's a man here who is going to literally get you falling in love with him in communicating with him. Could even be playing a game. You could be playing pool or something. But there is an emptiness in your marriage, Jenna. That I think you feel. Okay. And the thing is, we don't always end up with the one that we initially married. Is that your... How many children do you have?
One. And I would like to have more, but I'm older, so I don't know.
Well, there could be more. Definitely.
Yeah.
You don't have to give birth to him.
Well, no, but times have changed.
Yeah.
How old is your current child?
She's 3.
Well, then you can't be only so old, first of all. You got a 3-year-old. Yeah. You know, but we're not going to play a guessing game here of age.
Your chart, your cards are showing me that you're going to face a crossroad. Okay? And you can stay... Well, you're going to have to take a turn.
Oh, it's a crossroad. It's a fork. Is it a fork or a crossroad?
Fork.
Crossroad is like an intersection.
Oh, it is? I didn't, oh,
fork is
right.
Like...
Okay, it's going to be a crossroad.
Let's get in a metaphor city here.
Where you can go forward on the path you're on. And, you know, we all know people that do the best they can. They may not be the happiest.
You know, you're a human. That's all you can do. You can't do more than the best you can.
That's really good.
If you can, then you're like Marvel superhero or some crap like that, but
Jim
not a real person.
Jim is taking some secret smart pills.
Ah, no, that's a lie. It's a lie.
Actually, I do see a son for you. I feel you could have a son yet. Okay.
That's what I feel, too. Mm-hmm.
And that little spirit's already circling around you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Like a shark?
But the worst place to be, and I think a lot of out there would agree, is to be torn between two men or two partners.
Or two lovers, like the song?
Yeah, like that song from 70. ABBA. ABBA?
No.
That wasn't them.
Torn between two lovers.
Okay, so I'm just saying, you're in this place right now. You said you feel stuck. That's a key word to make us think about caterpillars. You know how they would be out, they're eating a bunch of leaves and whatnot, and then they spin this cocoon.
Are you talking about transformations and stuff like that?
Metamorphosis. Yeah, and that's what you're going through right now. The world around you is just taking this time to catch up with you. Are you a stay-at-home mother or do you work?
Yeah, I'm wondering about that.
Yeah.
Kind of both. I work a couple of jobs and then also stay home. So it's like a juggle.
So basically, if you work even one job, you're not a full-time stay-at-home mother.
Right. But I give you, I honor you for doing that because a lot of these women go out and get careers. And then they just check out on their families. And babysitters end up raising.
Or sometimes they stay at home and then they're bitter about it.
Well, that's it too. I feel that when you come out as the butterfly, which is characteristic of but
you know what's funny? I like this at the school, and I hate to interrupt the reading, but you know, sometimes some of those suckers that come out of that cocoon are nasty, ugly moths. But anyway, that's a great. I had to throw that out there.
I think those are army worms.
Well, it doesn't matter. It still looks good. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Jim. So anyway, I think that you have many wonderful surprises ahead for you, really. I think you're going to I'm going to give you the long range view. And I hope you call back so we can work on the short range
view. Yeah, definitely.
Long range view is you're going to end up having those kids. We already see you with another child.
Squirrel, so it sounds like that's a done. What did Sure to Come True have to say? Nothing special this time?
Well, I just feel like there's a certain unhappiness.
Okay.
There's an emptiness in your relationship.
Okay, so you think there's a test coming in.
And those kids are going to go to school, and you're going to get busy building a future for yourself, one that may include going on with your education, getting a job where they'll do on the job train, but you're going to move up. I'm going to tell you right now, 5 years, let's go 10 years. 10 years from now, you will not believe how much your life has changed. And it's going to be like when Dorothy in the Wizard of Oz movie opened that door and saw that beautiful garden. That's what your face. Oh, listen to that.
All right, let's put a wrap on this.
So I really think you should just be patient. We all hate that word, but be patient. Long range view says good things are coming to you. Short range, I think you should call back sometime and we'll work on that a little bit. But there is another in your future.
Is it a mighty good man?
What a man.
All right.
And that will bring much wealth into your life. He is a wealthy man.
Thank you.
So, our transformation before you depart.
Yes.
Your angel card readings. Victory. And I had to go as it kept coming up. Archangel Sandalphon, your prayers have been heard and answered. Have faith.
And maybe this reading was a bit of a confirmation.
And, you know, you got to look at how that she wants to apply that. She's a first-time caller. So.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
And
we want to hear from you again soon.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I hope you call back.
She said she was older.
She still have a good night. Well, she said
sure
that.
She sure sounded like young.
I don't know how old you can be if you got a 3-year-old.
Well, but
it's all people sometimes perceive.
Maybe
she's 30.
It's
like, oh, my God, I can't have another kid. But, those times have changed. All right, next caller. And it will be our last caller, folks. Actually, there's nobody else on the phone.
Yeah.
Anyway, 47 New York, you're going to take us to the finish line.
Hello there, New York. What's your name, please?
Hi, this is Tamika.
She often does this. She either starts it or ends it.
That's cool. You know, you should always be at one end or the other. Sometimes the middle gets boring.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. I wanted to ask you, yesterday I woke up and I had gotten a video, whatever, like he had sent me, and he didn't say anything, just deleted it after I saw it, and then I just sent back like a heart. I just didn't know what that meant.
Who is that from?
Who sent it?
Aris.
Oh, Aris. Uh-huh. Okay.
He is starting to do the evolution.
Now, picture of himself, a little scenery, or what was it a picture of?
Just himself.
Well, it wasn't like nudity.
Kind of.
Oh, I mean, you could see everything.
Okay, all right. Now, Deb wants to get XXX here now. dirty old mind.
If
you have a wiener picture, what she wants to know.
We don't want to get those.
But that's where you wanted to know without that saying it.
It's disrespectful. Was that what it was? Graphic?
Yeah, you could say, kind of. So.
All right, that's enough said. All right.
Okay, well, I'm going to push the delete key on my comment because I think he's really trying to entice you now on the only level he knows.
I would say, cards are going down. I don't have any intuitive card system. I would say if somebody sends that picture, there is no deep feelings involved right
now. No, he wants to get...
He says, physical. I would like a partner.
No, I think that you have...
And I know you, so I'd like you to be my partner temporarily.
Yeah. I think it's cool that she sent him a heart. Because that's kind of... toying with him a little bit.
Oh, I would have thought it was the coolest thing if she would have sent a Laffy emoji.
Oh, really? Well, she loves this guy.
Yeah, but that would set a boundary. Like, don't do that.
Well,
you don't just not talk to me and then send a wiener picture.
I think the floodgates...
You might want to talk
to
me first.
Remember, they are so proud of their toy that they want everybody to see it. Yeah, but I think to get you, it takes a lot more than that.
I would hope so.
Yep.
I would hope that was for any woman on this planet. I would hope that would
take
more than that.
She threw a heart out there. Let's see. Nothing since?
Nope. Nothing since. That's why I decided to call you just to see what you see.
When did this occur?
Yesterday morning.
Okay, so it's been a day and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Now, she's got the cards, but I'm going to just go by without cards. To me, it's like, is he just checking to make sure that bridge hasn't burned? Oh, she's still in I still got her over here to the side. Just wanted to check.
He is.
That's what I see.
He's getting frustrated.
As a guy.
He's thrown it out there.
Yep.
And now it's like saying, well, Tamika, is it on or not?
I think that was like, this is either going to make or break. And then she threw her heart back. He goes, all right, so I can keep this on the side, he's thinking.
Yeah, but you know what? The thing is, you're frustrating him because you're not swooning. So no swooning.
Well, she's on a heart.
Yeah. Well, the heart, would that lead you to think she wants you?
I would, if I was a guy saying, I wonder if this chick still wants to be maybe possibly a friend with benefit, and I threw that picture out, she's on a heart back, okay. I will remember her. I can keep her on the side if something else doesn't work.
Well, he's not getting anywhere with her.
She sent a heart, so it's not over either when she sent that heart.
She's not climbing out of his bed every other night.
She sent a heart.
She hasn't done a thing.
Okay.
Boy, too bad we don't have all of our international lives.
Sent a heart.
Yeah.
And remember, she didn't send her a nice book and a graphic picture of him.
So I guess, Tamika, you got to look at this.
I want to send a heart.
And you got to figure out, what do you want with him? Do you want to try for a long-term commitment?
I'm not going to respond to it. I just didn't know what was coming.
You don't want to hook up, right?
Well, I think a graphic picture out of the blue is probably not an indication of a guy wanting a long-term relationship.
Well, the cards say he was drinking or partying. And
That's not, if you go to court and you, after murdering somebody, that's not an excuse. I did shoot that guy, but I was drunk, so it ain't my fault.
I just got to tell you plain, honey. Tamika, if you hook up with him, I think you won't hear from him again.
No, he's keeping...
Yeah.
Really?
He's lining up pit stops.
I think he's trying to figure out just how good he is as a person, as a woman. How much quality does this woman have?
Such a nice person.
Who?
You.
Well, I'm trying to... And not all men are scoundrels.
Okay.
Oh, Jim is convinced that he is a scoundrel, but...
Yes, because you know what? First of all, look at my resume here. I was in the Navy on two aircraft carriers back-to-back. I've known hundreds and hundreds of dudes then. I work at a shipyard with 33,000 workers. I kind of know how guys think, other guys think, Deb. I am all over this without the cards, but we defer to you.
But I still say don't Don't make any moves.
Oh, no, no, no. I think the heart was wrong, but okay, you did it. It's over.
It's over. Nothing is ever wrong with them. You did what you did because at the moment it seems right, and you just move on smartly from there.
Okay.
That's what I tell people.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying if you took out a gun and shot him, that's not going to fly.
Oh, no, I mean, you're right. What you did wasn't like the most horrible thing on earth. I'm just saying, that probably could have been a better move, but it is what it is. It wasn't the worst move, right?
Right. What you got for her?
All
right,
honey. This is kind of cool. I think this may apply. Dark side is, subject is courage. I remember the last time I've seen this card. Archangel Ariel, be courageous to stand up for your beliefs. That's what I'm saying. Stand up.
I guess this will never be.
I just think this guy is, I don't know. I know I would be far more assertive. And what I would probably say to him is, you're going to have to find somebody else to mutually masturbate with because I want way much more than that. And I would just let it go.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's different. Everybody's got their own missing places. I would have said, here's the point. You're going to pick this or this now. You're not going to wait until you're ready to pick.
Okay.
But that's your call. My opinion. But I know a lot of guys that move a lot of apps. Walks like a duck, you know, that type of thing.
We got you. All right, hon. Well,
please keep calling back.
I think if we were never together, that one time, then I probably would have reacted much more strongly. But because of that, I was like 50-50 about it.
Between men and women. That's the difference between men and women.
Why?
Because they were together at one time. A guy can have been together a little bit.
Mine.
That's not going to affect them as much later on. Like, she still is never going to try to lose that connection. But that's the way God made us. You know, that's DNA of Darwin. They want the guy to be the... They want the woman to just pick the loyal guy and be with him and raise the children to be strong, fighting men. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on here.
There is.
All right, hey, Tamika.
What?
Yeah.
I think you are going to take us
out of the show.
Yeah, thank you for...
Call us tomorrow on News 4.
And you held a long time in vain.
Okay.
Hugs, honey. Here we go.
Thank you.
There's something else going on.
What's wrong with that recording?
The volume on.
We're going to have to get a better song.
All right, we'll say your goodbyes because there's not much time left.
All right, everybody. It's been real. And how about if we do this again tomorrow night, 6 p.m.?